At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
I welcome Bill Raggio, Senior Fellow, Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. He keeps the Long War Journal. A report that is helpful to understand the scale of the combat in the Ummah these last decades. Ali Musa Dakduk, KIA. Bill, a very good evening to you. Dakduk is someone who can link us to Iraq, to Iran, to Lebanon, to the war in Israel, and to Al-Qaeda. All of those things can be mixed together. Who was he and who killed him? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Yeah, Ali Musa Dakduk, he's been at the top, probably in the top five of the men we needed to take out for the past decade and a half. He is a notorious terrorist. He was basically what you would describe as Hezbollah special forces before 2005, but he arrived in Iraq in 2005 at the behest of Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps. And he, along with Qasem Soleimani, the former head of the IRGC, they were tasked with building out the Shia militias from the Mahdi army and expanding them and making them into entities like Hezbollah. So just as a quick understanding, Lebanon, a country of about 4 to 5 million people, you know, Hezbollah is the predominant group, and it has a Shia population of around 2 to 2.5 million people to recruit from. Iraq, a country of 36 million, an estimate, about 60% Shia. So if you do the math, you have about 20 million Shia to recruit from. So you didn't need just one Hezbollah. You could have multiple. And that's exactly what Dakduk and Qasem Soleimani did. They built off of the Mahdi army, Muqtada al-Sadr's group, and they grabbed some of the more firebrand elements of that, if that's even possible, and created groups like Asib al-Haq, which is known as the League of the Righteous, Hezbollah Brigades, an Iraqi Hezbollah organization, and some other groups. These groups expanded out. They became militias. They were responsible. The low end estimate is killing 600 Americans during the U.S. presence in Iraq up until 2011. These groups are responsible. They've been codified as official branches of an official branch of the Iraqi military, the Popular Mobilization Forces. And they're responsible for attacks that have killed Americans and wounded Americans in Iraq and Syria to this day. So Dakduk is the architect of taking the Hezbollah model and imprinting it on Iraq. And, you know, I warned about this, John, in the late 2000s, early 2010s, and saying, you know, Iran is building the Hezbollah analog, but not just one, but analogs that could ultimately be pointed not just at the U.S., but at U.S. allies in the region, against Saudi Arabia, against Jordan, against Israel. And we're seeing that happen today. And Dakduk was one of these guys. By the way, John, and sorry for the long explanation, he was in U.S. custody. That's how we know what he did. He was interrogated. We turned him over to the Iraqis, who put him on trial. Acquitted him and then released him. He returned back to Lebanon, where he immediately rejoined Hezbollah and led a group known as the Golan Unit, which was responsible for conducting attacks against Israel from Syria. And then at the time of about 2 months before his death, he was appointed deputy commander of the Radwan Force, which is tasked with conducting attacks, Hezbollah special forces attacks throughout Israel from Lebanon. So he is one of the most dangerous individuals out there. He should have died in U.S. custody. We should have figured out a way. We didn't. We let him go and we gave him another 13 years to promote terrorist attacks throughout the region.
And Al-Qaeda, Does he have any connection to Al-Qaeda or ISIS? Because what you're telling me is a story that fits the profile of ISIS commanders and Al-Qaeda commanders.
So he doesn't have direct ties to Al-Qaeda or ISIS, but he was the other side of the coin in Iraq. The militias, not only did they attack the U.S. and Iraqi government, but they stirred up the sectarian and violence. They wanted to create that Sunni-Shia civil war within Iraq, which promoted more recruitment into the Shia militias. And here's something that I am not aware of, or I don't know the answer to, but I'm very curious. In the 19, Al-Qaeda learned about its suicide attacks from Hezbollah. We know this. And when it carried out the 1998 attacks and the East Africa embassy attacks, that was done with training given by Hezbollah. I would suspect, but I can't prove, that Doc Duke was very likely involved with that effort.
A man named Mugnia was also KIA, I believe, in Damascus some years ago. And then his son, KIA, Mugnia Jr., in a convoy in Syria. That tells me, given that we're told now Doc Duke died in Syria, what's Assad in all this? What role does he play? What is Damascus to the Iraqi militias?
So Assad, after the so-called Arab Spring and the civil war in Syria, you know, it's funny, the tail of the jihadist groups bit the dog of the Syrian government that sponsored them. The Assad regime sponsored jihadist groups, Al-Qaeda, primarily to conduct attacks inside of Iraq. Then they turned on Assad during the Arab Spring and took over large areas of the country. And then Assad was forced to turn to Iran, to turn to Hezbollah, and then to turn to these Iraqi militias trained by Doc Duke, established and trained by Doc Duke and the IRGC. So that's where that link comes in. It's the irony, and Assad, really, Syria is a playground. The Assad regime is held captive by the Iranians, by Hezbollah, by Russia, because he's reliant on them to survive, for the Syrian regime to survive in order to battle the Al-Qaeda, the Islamic State, and other so-called moderate rebel groups that operate throughout Syria.
Right now, we say that an Israeli airstrike killed Ali Musa Doc Duke. Do we have confirmation? Do they make martyr tapes? Anything like that?
We don't have confirmation from Hezbollah, but Hezbollah has stopped in announcing the death of its leadership as well as its fighters. Before, it would release statements. His son was killed. Ali Musa Doc Duke's son was killed last December. And they issued a statement on that. Yet this time they haven't. They did announce Hassan Nasrallah, the last general secretary. But other than that, there have been very few statements about military leaders or fighters or commanders, mid-level and low-level commanders who've been killed, because they'd be releasing statements, a lot of statements, on a regular basis. And not only that, Israel has also targeted Hezbollah's information or propaganda apparatuses, which has made that all the more difficult to gather that information and put together these martyrdom statements with pictures and bios. So Israel has really affected Hezbollah on many levels with its targeted campaign.
His name was Ali Musa Doc Duke. Bill Raggio, Senior Fellow, Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, keeping the Long War Journal. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Find out and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.